Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. As you know, on the final Friday of each and every month, we present our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. And we present it to a law enforcement officer in Central Virginia who has gone above and beyond, represents, in my opinion, the best of the badge. And our honoree for July is one of those guys, and I mean head and shoulders above other folks who have done the work that he is doing, done the work that he has done. James Willett is the colonel at Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel Willett is the superintendent over at Pamunkey Regional Jail. He's actually getting ready to turn things over and enter civilian life for the first time in 28 years, sir. Is that right?
That's correct.
Well, Colonel, I am happy to have you here. First of all, congratulations on this, and I guess congratulations on the retirement as well.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a long time coming.
Well, 28 years, a long time. That's a long time to do something you love. You kind of loved what you did.
Absolutely. I've loved every minute of it. Yeah. I never thought, you know, that it would take me down this road when I first, you know, applied at the jail.
Right.
I had visions of, you know, wanting to go on the road at some point.
Sure.
You know, I used to build houses before I decided to go this avenue, and I was looking for a career and a retirement and looking to get on the road, but just never decided that I wanted to do anything other than be in corrections. It's been very rewarding to me, and I owe everything that I have to that choice that I made all those years ago.
Well, Colonel, let's talk about that. You said it wasn't necessarily something you were looking at as a career. Tell us a little bit about where you grew up and kind of what your thoughts were. Here you were building houses, which sounds like it's a neat job, although it's mostly outdoors and a little weather impact, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
You know, and the benefits weren't as strong, as I'd say, as they are. You know, when I came to the jail and sick leave, yeah, you had sick leave. And pretty much they said, if you're sick, just leave.
That's right.
You know, so all those things, you know, you look for something down the road that when you want to go on vacation, you don't, you know, miss out on having pay and working outdoors in the elements, like you said. You know, it does affect your ability to, of course, you know, earn a living.
Sure.
And I just realized that, thankfully, at a young enough age that I didn't want to do that forever.
Okay.
And law enforcement, you know, I've always admired those guys. And I built some houses for some folks in law enforcement. So I was kind of, when they'd come by and check out what we're doing, I'd just kind of talk to them a little bit about what they did. And
okay.
Just kind of had my interest up as far as that goes. And I saw the ad for the jail in the Freelance Star. Of course, you know, paper back then, and mailed in an application, and then that's how I got it started. And I had to polygraph and go through the full process, which was something I had never, of course, had to go through.
Sure.
And I remember having to take even psychological tests and things of that nature. There's a whole fire department full of people, and only three of us, I believe, passed.
Wow.
So anyway, it was a interesting journey to get there, but yeah. I'm glad I did that.
Well, take us through the process then. So you make application, and you're thinking, all right, I can work as a correctional officer, mm-hmm. Pamunkey Regional Jail. Is that where you started?
That's correct.
Okay, so you have spent your entire career there, which is a testament to you and quite frankly to the facility, and we'll talk about some of the changes, but you certainly, your first day on the job is not as superintendent, right? Yeah, they don't say, here's those Eagles, Colonel, go get them. You got a little bit of a learning curve, do you not?
Absolutely. So, matter of fact, I started at the old Hanover County Jail,
okay.
because Pamunkey was in its final stages of being completed. So we opened in March of 98.
Okay.
So from December 97 to March 98, I'm very fortunate that I had a chance to work at the old facility, which is part of the reason why they were, you know, moving to the regional jail.
Right.
It was outdated. You know, we didn't have any heat, air condition. I mean, it was just overcrowded. But it gave a true appreciation for when we transitioned to the new jail being state of the art. And not just from the staffing standpoint, we had air conditioning and all that. But the inmates also, you know, benefited from it as well. You know, they didn't have the confined conditions. They were offered more programs. They had time to go outside,
right.
you know, to go to watch television and just enjoy a lot of the privileges that they weren't afforded at the old jail because you just couldn't do it.
Right.
So it made that environment better for both staff and those that were incarcerated as well. And the pressure was gone because a lot of folks didn't make the transition or they didn't last long because they were basing their experiences on so many years of working in the old linear style.
Okay.
Or, you know, it was, you know, pretty tough, you know,
yeah.
back then.
Yeah.
And so the philosophy of direct supervision is you're actually in the housing unit with all the inmates that are out at one time. So no longer is there bars or barriers between you two. So you have to depend on the ability to talk to people.
Right.
And for me, building houses and working with people out in the general public, you know, kind of, it came second nature to me just to be able to talk to folks.
Yeah.
And I think the golden rule applies, you know, and I remember that from my initial training is bottom line is treat people like you want to be treated.
Right.
And I think that just resonated with me through my entire career, no matter, you know, where I worked. And I think that really helped me when I hit that button that day and all 42 folks came out at one time. And it was just actually, to be honest, it was pleasant.
Wow.
I had no issues. And it was just not like a typical day at the old facility.
Wow. So. Wow. Mm-hmm. Colonel James Willett is joining us. And Colonel Willett, at the time you're hearing this, has just retired after 28 years of service, retiring as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel, one of the things you've mentioned a couple of times already, just in a couple of moments, which may shock people who are listening, you're talking about inmates and you're talking about those who are incarcerated being comfortable, if you will, right? Having access to heat and cool and programs. This is not what the vast majority of civilians think of when they think of when they think of jails, right?
Absolutely. I think that's one thing that's forgotten about for those that also work in corrections. You know, it's, you know, you spend a vast majority of your time also, you know, locked up.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's just how it works. And you want to provide an environment that's, you know, conducive to the inmates as well as the staff. And I think that is what's so important about being able to provide programs, you know, the outdoor recreation, you know, library, all these resources that we provide to them, you know, also makes it, you know, a comfortable place for the staff to also thrive in
right.
and feel safe because everybody wants to feel safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there are folks, and I've certainly encountered them. I know you've encountered them through years. Like, you know what? It's just too damn cushy in there, right? They shouldn't have pillows. They shouldn't let them sleep on the floor and find a rock that they, right? And they want it all to be punitive.
Mm-hmm.
And we all understand.
Sure.
Look, you're not booking a long weekend at Pamunkey Regional Jail. You're just not. I understand that. But at the same time, you've talked about it. Your staff talks about it all the time. These are human beings who are incarcerated. We're not pretending they're not. But fundamentally, they are human beings. And if your staff is going to be safe and sound and relatively happy, your guests have to be as well.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I think it's important to follow that up with, you know, while you have those folks who think it should be punitive, by large and far, you have so many people who are concerned that that doesn't take place, you know, because it is their family, you know, it's a friend, loved one, or whatever that relationship is, and they care, you know, because our folks who are incarcerated with us, I mean, they have access to phones and visitation, and they express to their family the type of treatment they're getting. Sometimes, you know, the people do, you know, exaggerate a little bit, you know, as far as the conditions, but, you know, it does show you that people are concerned about what's happening to their family or friends or loved ones in the jail. So, you know, you have to go above and beyond when you can at all times to make sure everyone is safe and secure and they have access to the things they need.
Yeah. Yeah. Colonel James Willett is joining us. Colonel, let's talk about the difference. Again, I'd like part of this to be educational for folks who are listening. The difference between a jail and a prison, because people use those terms interchangeably, and they are not interchangeable.
No, not at all. I think the biggest difference you see right away is from a jail standpoint, you see folks who are initially, it's their first taste of the system, I guess, so to speak. And we see those people typically at their worst.
Right.
Sometimes at their behavior or their mental health status and their overall just physical health. And so we have to, you know, make sure all those needs are met, you know, from a mental health standpoint, or a lot of these people who come to jail are not compliant with their prescription meds or just taking their health in general.
Right.
But we have to do all those things because, you know, that's one of our jobs and top priorities, make sure those needs are met. And I think people don't understand that when the officers make the arrest, they come to us and now we have the long-term solution we have to provide. And we're also dealing with a lot of these folks go through substance use disorders that they're battling, and now all of a sudden, you know, they're forced to, you know, pretty much go cold turkey as of whatever they were doing on the street.
Yeah.
And we have to manage all that in a safe way. And with the Department of Corrections, their folks that they receive, they've been with us for some time. They're already clean from whatever substance use disorder they're dealing with. Their mental health, they're at least, you know, been treated. Their medical history, their health has been kind of stabilized.
Yeah.
They've been through some programs already. You know, so from a corrections standpoint, a lot of those things have already been addressed. And yes, they have them for a longer period of time, but that's the biggest difference for us is they're serving in that longer sentence after we've put them through the process pretty much of helping them, you know, get settled in and squared away from a mental health and a overall health standpoint. So,
who is incarcerated at Pamunkey Regional Jail? Are these simply folks waiting for a court date, or are they serving a sentence of some sort?
Yeah, all these folks are mostly pretrial, but they're waiting to be go through court dates and eventually get sentenced. And how it typically works is the Department of Corrections, when you're sentenced as to the Department of Corrections itself through the state, it's anything over a year.
Okay.
So once they get sentenced to 1 year or more, they're technically property of the state. They determine their release date and all that. And historically, they will, course, make pickups and take those folks from us, and they'll put them at various places throughout the state. But anyone serving less than a year will stay with us.
Okay.
And several years back, not that long ago, more or less 2 years or more, the state picked them up, and those with less than 2 years usually typically stayed with us.
Okay.
But now with the declining populations due to the jails and even in the state system, they're able to take those people at a faster pace. So, yeah, most men and women, of course.
Yeah,
you know, Pamunkey, we house it, you know, men, women. We have minimum offenders all the way to max custody folks. And so it's a one-stop shop.
Colonel James Willett, who has just retired as the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. He is our July recipient of the Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Colonel, I have mentioned to you, and I've mentioned every time I've had the opportunity to interact with your staff, and, well, anybody and everybody, I talk about this. 1,000 years ago, as a police officer, I made an arrest. My attitude was cuff them and stuff them, right? And I drop them off somewhere. Good luck. Hope it all works out for you. And then you start to realize, and Carl Leonard down in Chesterfield County, the sheriff of Chesterfield County, Carl and I have had this chat because Carl was also on the road for 20 plus years and sort of had the same idea. And then you realize, no, wait a minute, we've got what, 98% of these folks are coming back into the community. Mm-hmm. And do I want them coming back with no skills, no education? Do they still have the same substance issues? Or would I like them to come back and say, I got to mow the lawn. I'm going to bring the trash cans in. I have a job and I pay taxes. How you doing today? Right? I mean, that's your mission. And by God, you guys are doing that. It's amazing to me.
Yeah, we definitely want them to go back out into society better than they came to us, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's important we offer all those programs. And such like the Inside Out program that you also run for us there at the jail. I mean, it teaches these individuals the skills that they really need to be better, productive citizens when they get out of the jail. And even the substance use disorders that they battle, we just recently started a Narcan upon release program because, as we stated, when you come to the facility, we're going to get you clean. But
right.
Unfortunately, when they return to whatever situation they were dealing with before, their bodies can't handle what they were, used to maybe doing on the outside. And a lot of people, they succumb to that, to fentanyl and all those kind of things. So we felt.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I thought it was important to do the Narcan upon release program to maybe help in that situation. So absolutely, I think being able to provide those resources while you're incarcerated can hopefully, like you said, cut down on recidivism, because that should be the ultimate goal.
Colonel, let's talk about you mentioned it. You pushed the button, 42 folks came out of their cell. Once again, there are images that people have, maybe of an old San Quentin image, right? Everybody's in a cell, the doors are locked, they're bars, they bang the cup on the wall, on the gate. Well, not the case. It has been the case for a long time as this change in corrections has come about. What is that like for you? But what was it like for your family? Because I got to think there's more than a small dose of fear on the part of the Willets going, you know what Dad does? You know what he does? James is locked up as well as these guys. I mean, I don't know if I'm happy about that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. What you described almost described the old jail that we came from, because, okay, like I said, they were overpopulated in there. You know, that was part of building the new jail and making that transition. And like I stated in the beginning, the mentality, hey, how's this going to be now that everyone's out? You know, how are you going to? So you had that gut feeling. I'm not going to say when I hit that button, I wasn't a little concerned, because I think every day you work into a facility like, you know, jail or prison or whatever,
right,
you have to have that feeling, the awareness feeling that, you know,
right,
what's always going to go on, what's going to happen. You got to be aware of your surroundings at all times. But, you know, I always tried to, even to family and friends, of course, you know, paint the picture that everything is going to be okay. And I think that's, you rely on your training and you rely on the bonds you have with your other coworkers and officers are going to be there in the event that something happens, you know. But having said that, when I hit that button, and it's like the tension was actually cut, because folks came down the stairs. We're talking about powdered blue painted walls. I mean, TVs on, you know, hanging up for everybody to watch, and
right,
plenty of day room tables for folks to spread out to play cards and just talk to each other like you and I are doing now.
That's
just
right.
You're just part of life, and being able to go outdoors, you know, for outdoor rec and play basketball, all these avenues, because we all carry stress.
Sure.
And, you know, in an institution like ours, you know, yes, you have the ability to lock doors and keep people confined, but it creates a different situation for the folks working in there. Anytime you can get them out of cell or out the outdoor rec yard or indoor rec, or let them have board games, it's able for them to be able to release stress.
Yeah.
The last thing you want in any type of jail environment is the inmate population being overstressed because they're locked down too long.
Yeah.
So I think that was really important, and people actually, you know, understood that hey, this isn't so bad.
You know,
from a staffing standpoint, this direct supervision model actually works.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that was the biggest surprise, that all our training that led up to it that says this is going to work actually worked.
It worked. It's nice when a plan comes together,
yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Tell me the most important tool that any of your officers, any correctional officer anywhere in the world has.
We're doing it here, just to be able to communicate with people.
Yep.
You know, I think that's one thing that stuck to my brain when I was going through my initial training at the jail, and they would just say, look, if you can talk to people, it's going to go a long way here. That's what it's all about. You know, being able to communicate, not only to the inmate population, but also to your coworkers. What's going on? If you need help, or if you're not sure of something, ask the question.
Yep.
You know, that's one of the biggest things that help anyone survive in any job, really, is communication. And I think that is what I would continue to preach to our new hires. We have lunch with every single new officer or any new position that we hire for, myself, the deputy superintendent, and a couple of the majors, the people they don't interact with daily.
Right.
We want them to see that we're real people like they are and share stories. And that's one of the things that we communicate back to those folks is, look, you know, you have to be a communicator. You have to be able to talk to the population and to your sergeants and your other officers. Let everybody know what's going on.
Right.
If you can do that, you will succeed. And I think, like we had said, is, you know, treat others like you want to be treated. I mean, those two things go hand in hand. And if you can do that successfully in our world, you'll have great success.
Tell me about the officers at Pamunkey. Where do they come from? Any common traits?
I will tell you, Jeff, they come from all walks. You know, we've had bus drivers, teachers. We've had, you know, obviously some former corrections officers working in the state, but people like me building houses, maintenance supervisors. It's really, and people are out of college,
right?
Even those out of high school, because we hire at the age of 18, which really, you know, can help us with the right person. But
right. But
they're just the, when they come there and we have lunch with them, you can see a lot of times the eyes are kind of wide open. Everybody thinks what they're signing up for, and they hope that what they sign up for is what they actually get.
Right.
You know, but like I said, they just come from everywhere, and it's actually an interesting dynamic to see how it all works. And to be honest, sometimes the people with no experience are sometimes make the best officers because yeah. We're able to shape them our way. Like me, I had no other experience from any other jail or
right.
sheriff's office, and I learned the Pamunkey way, and that's what I preach every day. So it's a very interesting mix of folks.
Yeah. How many folks are actually on staff, and how many inmates do you have on a regular basis?
Well, you hover around 400 inmates on a daily basis. We had a population of nearly 520 many years ago, but since the populations have decreased, average about 400. From a staffing standpoint, I have 132 staff that we have, we're fully staffed, but we unfortunately, since COVID, our numbers are down. So I kind of tend to have around 25 vacancies. So
wow.
If anyone's hearing this and looking for a great job,
yeah,
come
no
on
kidding.
Out to Pamunkey.
No kidding. Well, you were talking about the civilian training coordinator. I'm thinking, well, when we stop recording, we better have a chat because, man, I could be there tomorrow. I know where it is. But those staff members, and I don't know if you're aware of this. I hope you are. Those staff members are so grateful to you. You talk about the Pamunkey way. That is evidence with every officer that I've interacted with. Now, obviously, I don't know 100, but I interact with some on a regular basis, others that are kind of passing through by the classroom or they're on their way with somebody to medication. And they appreciate everything that you have done. They appreciate the fact that there are promotions through the ranks. I have personally been blown away. I really, really have. When they talk about the colonel or the superintendent, they just have such positive things to say. I mean, that is, it's a testament to you. And I hope you keep that close to your heart as you walk away for the last time, because they like you and they're going to miss you.
Yeah, it means a lot to me to leave that behind, because when I became superintendent in 2006, well, my entire career, really,
yeah.
I just felt that, you know, as I tell the new hires as well, you have to be yourself.
Yeah.
And I've always been true to myself and how I deal with people. I'm sincere, and I've told folks that my door's always been open as long as I've been a supervisor since 1998 when I became sergeant.
Okay.
And it's an open door, and I meant it. You know, yeah. Hey, yes, we have a chain of command.
Sure.
I understand. I respect
sure.
the chain of command. Always sure. will. But always take time to talk to people, you know, because, yes, we're all busy in everything
yeah.
we do. But if you can carve out a few minutes.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's to hear somebody out and to listen to them. Yeah. You know, they don't need you to change the world for them. Sometimes they just want to vent a little bit and get it off their chest. And I think that's helped me be successful and for people to gain that respect from me as I give it to them.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I've been able to, you know, put a culture in place so I don't lead through fear.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important because people want to feel like they're appreciated. And just taking the time, I had a retirement thing at the jail, and I had several officers come to me and just say, hey, just when I passed you in the hallway and you knew my name or you said hello, that meant the world to them. I'm like, simple things you don't think about that you just do on a daily basis can actually mean so much to people.
Yeah.
So I think that's what's really important because I want to leave that behind, that culture. You know, we tell folks when we have tours, we feel like a family, mm-hmm. you know, business still. And, and in my heart, like you said, I still feel that way. We haven't grown to the size where you lose that culture, and I'm really proud to leave that behind.
I want to share with everybody that we are recording this a few days before you officially retire. James Willett is joining us today. He is the colonel and the superintendent of Pamunkey Regional Jail. By the time everybody hears this, the final Friday in July, you will have retired. You will have seen your final class of trainees graduate this Friday again we record this. I'd imagine that's going to be an emotional experience. But in addition to that, you are leaving the operation behind in pretty good hands. 28 years seems like an odd number, right? People, 25, sure, 30, sure, but 28, I don't know, unless your lovely bride said, look, that's it. We're out of here. But you have, and so many were happy, including people on the outside, that Nathan Webel, who is your lieutenant colonel today, is going to be the superintendent when this program airs, again, through the ranks. So you're bittersweet. You're okay leaving it in everybody else's hands for a bit?
Absolutely. I it definitely is bittersweet. In 28 years, you know, VRS is a 25-year retirement. 3 years pass is kind of your max. So that's where the 28 weird number into play. But my wife retiring didn't, you know, that also helped nudge me along too. For this recording, I will say that retiring 2 weeks before her, she'll hear this and laugh. But I think, you're absolutely correct. When I promoted Nathan as my deputy superintendent, we had conversations many times that the end game here was to be able to have him assume the reins when I stepped down and I retired. And I'm very proud of everything he's done for me and for the facility over the years. And, you know, the ultimate, I think, reward as a supervisor of any level is, you know, you train your folks. And ultimately they can do your job, not just when you're absent on a day, but to be able to take over for you. And I'm so proud of him and everything he's done and the rest of the staff that support him because I don't do it by myself and neither does he. It takes a team, like you said, all of us working together for that same common, you know, goal. And I think that's really helped us all, you know, succeed. I mean, our command staff has been together for quite a while. And of course, Nathan's even Major Kimberly Hopkins is going to be, you know, his deputy superintendent. So okay. That's also someone that's come through the ranks, and we've kind of held, you know, for years, all that institutional knowledge still stays in place because, you know, it's really hard for a facility to try and transition to a new leader from the outside.
That's right.
You know, they're not aware of what you've been through. We've been there, done that, or, you know, we have policies in place for reasons. I think it's very important to be able to have that continuity, you know, for operations. And it's not just for us. It's not for the officers. Even from the inmate standpoint themselves, there's still continuity there.
Sure.
You know, there's not wholesale changes that affect them either because we have a very good system in place. And, yeah, absolutely. It makes me very proud to be able to pass the torch, so to speak, and give me a little bit of peace knowing that the jail's in good hands.
Yeah. It's in great hands. It's always a humbling experience to listen, not just to the officers who have good things to say about you, but to hear or see some of the inmates who have thanked an officer. Mm-hmm. I've only been involved for a little bit, but I got to tell you something. On more than one occasion, I've had an inmate in front of me say that, you know, thanks for doing this or this program over there, or, you know, you helped get McShin in there, and that's, you know, I got time to do blah, 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 but I'm going to be okay when I get out. And it just is that part of the industry of corrections that, once again, most people are unaware of. And I hope that people become more aware of that and understand that the role of those officers is so much more than is presented publicly. It is an amazing set of characteristics that your team members have, their skills, their abilities, their strengths. They're always on display. And that's because after 28 years, you've put a pretty good team together there, sir. So congratulations.
Thank you. I think the biggest thing is the human element. I mean, you know, even though you're an officer in the back of the jail, you know, you're still dealing with people. And my officers are shorthanded, and they're doing, you know, so many things at one time. And we ask a lot of our staff because we do provide a quality there at the jail that we want to continue on with. And I know it's a tremendous burden for them to manage all these things, but they do a good job of it. And, you know, they take time to still make sure that the inmate population are receiving what they're supposed to receive, or helping somebody get to a program they're supposed to. I mean, that's the human element that's still in play there at the jail. And that's what people don't realize on the outside, you know, that, you know, we're people like everybody else, but
absolutely,
we're there to help. And our folks just do a magnificent job of it.
They do indeed. Well, Colonel, I would say that none of the gifts that you get will get you any closer to retirement, but you don't need it. You're there. So this is all just a little gravy on top of it. We put together a gift package for each and every one of our recipients of the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday Honor. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to share with you some of the things that are in here. There's some Jeff Katz swag, which you feel free to dropping on the way out. That doesn't matter. But the important stuff here, my friend Tony Brewster lives down in Chesterfield County. He put together a golf tournament. And the purpose of the golf tournament is to raise money to give gift certificates, gift cards to honorees. So Tony Brewster has made sure that you've got a great gift there. My friends at For the Love of Chocolate in Carytown. I don't know if you're familiar with For the Love of Chocolate, but this is so worth the trip.
I will be.
Yeah. Unbelievable chocolate from around the world, and they have a beautiful gift card for you there. My friend Laura Sylvester is a baker. She hasn't always been a baker. She just discovered she really loves baking and has a talent for it. So she started a business. It's called the Pie Safe Baking Company. That's in the Mechanicsville area, but she'll make any sort of a cake or a cookie or stuff that's on the menu, not on the menu. There's a gift certificate. There's her menu here, and I'm only slightly biased, but I would tell you that the Julia Katz strawberry shortcake is delicious. That is my daughter Julia's favorite, and so Laura named it after her.
All right, that's awesome.
Jamie Walter, if you remember Mike Walter from the state police, his wife and their kids put together a gift package, or some gift cards. There's a letter, there's a challenge coin, in there, and that is for you. My friend Pastor Steve Boots, who's over at Mount Victory Baptist Church, is also a woodworker and a police chaplain for Henrico County. And so he has made a beautiful, beautiful thin blue line flag for you that you take home. My friend Mike McTernan. Mike is one of Jan McTernan's sons. He owns and operates Prince George Towing down on the south side of town. He commissioned special challenge coins only recipients of the Jan McTernan Award get. And then finally, my friend Emily Morrissey. Emily is 27 years old, lovely lady. Emily has a number of disabilities and challenges. And in school, they learned that Emily had a real talent for working with beads. That was part of her PT and OT. Right. So her folks, Dan and Kristen, her brother PJ, they set up a business for her. It's called emilysbracelets.com. And she makes any number of beautiful bracelets. And so, again, for our honorees, you will get one. I promised Emily, and you wear yours whenever you want, but I promised Emily that I wear mine on every day that ends in Y.
Oh, that's awesome.
And thus far, it's worked. So those are the things that you get to take with you from here, in addition to thanks, appreciation, admiration for 28 years of service and accomplishments that, they're clearly going to remain long after you have departed Pamunkey. So thank you for everything that you've done.
Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the honor of just being here today. And still shout out to Nathan Webble for, you know, nominating me for this award. This also shows, you know, the relationship that we've had over the years and the faith that I could represent well for the month of July. And I really appreciate you taking the time and interviewing me today. And it's been great to talk about 28 years wonderful times. So thank you.
You bet. That is Colonel James Willett, retired superintendent of the Pamunkey Regional Jail. Colonel Willett is, in fact, the July recipient of our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.